In South Everett, it has torn the 600-pair cable out of a splice, virtually wiping out all phone service to the Everett Mall and much of the surrounding area. General Tel Service Manager for the Everett Metro Area, Brett Warner, says they are still trying to assess the extent of the damage, and he indicated it could be late this evening before service is restored. The International Pacific Salmon Fisheries Commission decided this morning that sockeye and pink salmon commercial fishing will go on as scheduled in U.S. convention waters between the Washington state border and Canada. The commission made the decision after reviewing test fishing catches and escapement of sockeye into the Fraser River in British Columbia. Co-ed killer Theodore Bundy is in a disciplinary confinement cell today at Florida State Prison. He landed in there after guards yesterday discovered he and another convict had sawed through the bars of their death row cells. The deadline is just after midnight, but strikes against the Postal Service are prohibited by federal law. The Postal Service returned to the bargaining table with its unions today, with its contracts set to expire. The two major unions are asking postal workers to stay on the job if the contracts expire, but they say there's nothing they can do if workers stage wildcat walkouts. Walter Mondale and Geraldine Ferraro are off and running. Mondale was at a meeting of the Democratic National Committee today in San Francisco, where he challenged President Reagan to a series of six debates. Mondale's pollster says his man gained 10 points last night after the Democratic presidential nominee gave his acceptance speech. KVI News Time, now 3:04.
Hello again. This is Dick Meyer, General Manager of Lee Johnson Chevrolet. We've always had a policy of carrying quality used cars here at Lee Johnson, and right now we need some. If you've got a 1975 or newer General Motors or Ford car in great shape, we'd like to make you an offer. I'm not talking trade-ins. I'm saying that we'll make you a genuine offer. We'd like to sell you a new car, of course, but whether you want to buy or not doesn't matter. We're also looking for pickups, vans, Suburbans, and Blazers. If we buy your car, we'll cash you out right away. It's a lot easier for you to sell to us than doing it yourself. So bring your car today to Lee Johnson Chevrolet in Kirkland.
Isn't it wonderful that in Kirkland you can buy a reasonable car at a reasonable price from a reasonable man?
We're paying top dollar for your used car at Lee Johnson Chevrolet.
Oak Harbor police have watched the biggest drug bust in the department's history turn into a bad dream after all 20 cases against those arrested last Father's Day were dismissed by the Island County prosecutor. The prosecutor dismissed the cases after police admitted their key informant, 19-year-old William McAdoo, had fabricated stories and evidence during the costly probe. Woodland Park Zoo officials say a 2,000-pound giraffe that had developed giant sores on his knees is showing signs of rapid improvement after being fitted with a specially designed pair of knee pads. The 12-year-old giraffe named Billy had developed the giant sores in the process of lying down and getting up, which put too much pressure on his knees. The zoo called Trace Athletic Corporation, trainer of the Seattle Supersonics basketball team, who acted as consultants. The zoo staff hopes the sores will be completely cured in 2 or 3 months, so Billy can forget about the knee pads. The knee pads are green and yellow, the Sonics colors. KVI weather, still calling for mostly cloudy skies this afternoon and a bit cooler, highs this afternoon in the 60s. Also, we have a 10% chance of rain, variable winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Right now, downtown Seattle, 65 degrees. I'm Carolyn Tappan, 570 KVI News.
The following program will be interrupted for any important war bulletin.
baby.
Yeah. Hey, I see.
That is Steely Dan. This is KBI, and the Final Four is on the air.
It certainly is. Righty, easy, righty show.
Cockins, you going to do the news this afternoon? You not going to do any news for us?
No, I'm sorry. I'm union.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You had to do that to me, didn't you?
Yeah, you just had to.
Throw it in.
Had to do that to me.
Barbs in, dig it.
Had to
just
do that
go
to
ahead
me.
And twist sure. it. There.
Go out and win the war single-handedly. Nobody ever calls me a soldier.
That's right. But one lousy, never mind.
One lousy. Hey,
forget it.
It's 11 past 3 at 570 with Ryan.
And Ryan.
First things first.
What's that?
Well, we got to play the important music.
Oh, I see. Well,
it's Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Rock and Wool.
Uh-huh.
That's what I always said.
Duck on you. It's 11 past 3. Reverend Billy is next.
Stuck on you. Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Needing a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. Stuck on you. Been a fool too long. I guess it's time for me to come on home. Guess I'm on my way. So hard to see that a woman like you could wait around for a man like me. Guess I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. Down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Needed a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. I'm mighty glad you stayed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stuck on you.
Look at that. The boss is leaving. He's not even going to be part of this. He's walking out the door. He didn't even say goodbye.
No, the only reason he's leaving, he wants to go get in his car so he can listen to this mess. This is going to be brutal.
That's great. It is 14 minutes past 3 o'clock. It is the Final Four of the Ryan O'Ryan Show.
It certainly is.
KBI, and we've got to tell everybody about our good buddy Bob Klontz down there in Auburn.
That's right. One of the people that we've met in the last year or so, and we've been working with him for quite a while. We have motorcycles from Klontz Sports Center. All of our friends have motorcycles from Klontz Sports Center. It's kind of one of those deals where we start talking about a place on the air, and we say he won't be undersold. He has the best quality. He's going to give you the best price. They have the best selection. And people go out there. It amazes me that people are amazed when we tell the truth. Have you noticed that?
That is weird. We say, you know, go out to Klontz. He will not be undersold when it comes to Yamaha motorcycles or Yamaha snowmobiles. And all of a sudden, bing, somebody comes back and says, you know, I couldn't believe it. I went in there and the guy sold me a motorcycle for a lot less than anybody else would.
I can't understand why people don't believe that we tell the truth. Yeah, we kid around once in a while, but not when we talk about clients. And Klontz Sports Center is one of those places that'll do it. Sales to service, they're number one. Especially that Yamaha venture right now.
It is, well, every magazine, every motorcycle magazine that is out, And these are independent things. They said it is the finest touring bike you can buy. That
well,
is
naturally.
It. No questions asked. It's the finest.
And they've got a special special little place, a special department there just for the Yamaha Venture with all the riding suits, accessories. They have the special place right there in the shop with the factory-trained technicians that know the Venture inside and out to service it.
Yep.
What a deal. What a
got
bunch of people.
Hey, and the nice thing about Klon Sports Center?
Yeah.
Disc jockeys who have lost their jobs can still afford the payments and the prices at Klon Sports Center.
Ah, they're a block north of Main Street in downtown Auburn. Klon's Sports Center.
Now at Sears, buy the matching box spring at regular price and get the mattress for
$39.99. $39.99? I must be dreaming.
It's true. Any size mattress in your choice of firmness, $39.99. Choose firm.
$39.99.
Extra firm.
$39.99.
Or super firm.
$39.99.
Any size mattress, twin, full, queen, or king, $39.99. When you buy the matching box spring at regular price, save $120 to $200 at most Sears retail stores.
It's more for your life.
On sale now through July 28th.
With Ryan.
And Ryan.
316 and just ahead of the first Reverend Billy this afternoon.
Oh, yes.
We're going to have a little inspirational music.
Must have it. We will not
when
move.
I'm on my way to heaven, we shall not be...
Say hallelujah.
Come on
hallelujah.
In.
Yes, friends, say hallelujah. It's the most Reverend Dr. Billy Saltine.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming to you live and direct from the Second Church of the Unruly Ripoff and Drive-In Confessional down there in Barney and Cecil, Georgia.
Which is?
The golden buckle on the Bible Belt of the South, friends. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Friends.
Yeah.
Reverend Billy has had another vision.
How much this time, Reverend Billy?
You may order the complete transcript to this vision for only
$3.98.
You know me pretty well, don't you?
Yeah.
$3.98 cash check or money order.
Yeah.
I'll get to that a little later.
Right. What was the vision about this time, perchance?
I saw the pearly gates and St. Peter.
Same as last time, then.
Yeah.
And I saw the difficulty with which a man can enter those portals of ecstasy.
Or the pearly gates.
Whichever, yeah.
There were three men of the cloth.
Right.
A rabbi, a reverend,
yeah.
And a bishop, all trying to convince St. Peter that they should be allowed through the gates of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And St. Peter told the rabbi that he could not enter therein.
Mm.
Because the rabbi had so loved money that he'd married a woman named Penny.
Mm.
And he was turned away.
Mm.
Let that be a lesson to you misers.
Sad.
Share your money with Reverend Billy.
You betcha.
Now, the Reverend was next in line to enter the pearly gates. And he tried to convince St. Peter that he should be allowed to dwell inside. But St. Peter told him, nay.
Nay?
You so loved booze that you married a woman named Brandy.
Oh.
And he was turned away from the Golden Kingdom.
What about the bishop?
The bishop had seen the two men of the cloth who had preceded him, the rabbi and the reverend.
Mm.
And he turned to his wife and he said, come on, Fanny, we haven't got a chance.
Say goodbye.
Say
amen. Amen.
Staying alive. I just get in that dance position, man.
Yeah, I forgot my ice cream suit. I would have looked a lot better doing that dance.
I had a sincere desire to throw you up in the air during that.
Is that right? Yeah.
It always happens to me.
Well, I had a sincere desire for you to do that, too. Yes.
Yes. Thanks to the nice people. We ate too much pizza, and that's why our mouths don't work. See.
Trying to get this microphone to work here.
See,
we're in a new studio here, and it doesn't quite hold the microphone up here.
Well, vitamin E would fix that microphone.
I guess it probably would, yes. It needs to work out
with Michael Scanlon.
Michael Scanlon and our fit tip for the day. Michael is actually right here in the studio with us. And it's really a neat thing because a lot of people brought us by champagne today. They brought us by all sorts of things, little presents, going away things. And what did Michael Scanlon, our fit tip guru, bring us by?
Health.
Two apples.
That's right. I was just telling Michael, after 6 months ago, we didn't look anything like we look now.
That's right.
We're healthy. We're happy.
Yeah.
We can sip a little champagne once in a while and get away with it now.
That's sure. So, Michael, how are you doing today?
Oh, great, Bob. enjoying every day before the triathlon on Sunday.
Oh, that's right. You're going to go out and do the triathlon, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're going to join us tonight at Sydney's. You'll be drinking orange juice.
Of course.
Naturally.
I mean, look at it this way, Mike. You get up in the morning, that's the best you feel all day.
Yeah, but the shape he's in, he feels a lot better than the rest of us ever dreamed of feeling.
That's true. No doubt about it.
All right. What's our fit tip for the day, Michael?
Well, this being the final four fit tip, so to speak, the fit tip today, I...
Get right down on the microphone there. These are very directional. Okay. We want
to
hear
you. I had it all written down, as usual, all ready to go, and I threw it away to say that the fit tip today has something to do with the Ryan and Ryan team here, Bob and Gary, and that is that if you follow people, if you love your family members and your friends, and you work to be healthy, look how many people you impact. Look how many
people they have
just their running around, playing around, but really just by them living the word of, hey, my body means something to me, my health is worth an hour a day, an hour three times a week. Look how that pays off. So people say sometimes that people work out, they're very self-centered and this and that. Well, I'll tell you, it spreads itself very far from there. And so the fit tip is your health pays for a lot of other people's health, too. And the Ryan and Ryan team are part of that.
Well, I know you. Your example has certainly impacted our lives, and our lives have then impacted others, and it's been great.
If you think we're bad now, you should have seen us before you and the team got together.
Oh.
I couldn't have seen it.
Michael, the only thing that caused him a heart attack is to know how we used to live.
That's right. Couldn't even fathom. Not even begin to believe. All right. Well, thank you, Michael, and we certainly have appreciated all of your help getting us in shape and all of your fit tips, and I hope that all of that impacted somebody out there in radio land.
I mean, we got biceps and triceps and all sorts of stuff now.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. Things we never had before.
It's wonderful.
We have muscles on parts of our body that we didn't even know we had parts of before.
You know, now I've finally lost enough weight I can get into my muumuu for the summer.
It's going to be great.
Well, it's been a pleasure working with both of you guys.
Well, you'll have to take the month of August off like we are, and then we'll be back on the radio in September.
Somewhere.
We're not allowed to say where at this particular point.
Well,
it's 3:27. There was something I was going to say here, and I can't remember what it was.
Probably wasn't important.
Well, I haven't been exercising my brain. I've been doing a lot with my body.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever it is. I'll accept that.
Well, we'll say something important later on. We have to eat these apples that Michael
brought us by,
and then our brain will be exercised as well.
Of course it will. Carolyn Tappan, the news is next, and another Reverend Billy in the next half hour. On the Final Four with Ryan and Ryan. That is Genesis. This is KVI. We're Ryan and Ryan for the Final Four and all that other stuff.
Calling for an investigation. Good afternoon. I'm Carolyn Tappan in the KVI News Center. A group of state patrol troopers is calling for an internal investigation into the role their chief played in allowing Governor John Spellman to use a patrol car in a political campaign television commercial. But the chief, Neil Maloney, claims he is answerable only to the governor and says there will be no internal probe. The University of Washington is getting $8 million worth of computer equipment, the gift of IBM over the next 3 years. It makes the university one of a select few to have such resources. It's been 15 years since astronauts first set foot on the moon. President Reagan marked the occasion today at a White House ceremony, calling the feat a dazzling triumph of exploration. Walter Mondale travels to Minneapolis from San Francisco today to take a break from campaigning. The newly nominated Democratic presidential candidate plans to go fishing. KVI News Time, 3:32.
It's the Bartell Drugs Pepsi Pitch Out, and it's your chance to win one of two 1984 Chevrolet Camaros. I'll tell you how to play in just a moment, but first, here's how to enter. Pick up an entry blank at a Bartell Drugs near you, or send a postcard to KVI with your name, address, and phone number, and the words Bartell Drugs Pepsi Pitch Out. Now, if your name is drawn as the pitch-out contestant, you'll get a chance to pitch a baseball from home plate to the giant Pepsi target on the pitcher's mound. It all happens in the Kingdome before a Mariner home game, and you get four free tickets to that game. If your ball goes through the target, you win $570 in Bartell Drugs coupon certificates and a chance to win a 1984 Chevrolet Camaro during the pitch-off competitions later in the season. Even if you miss, you still win $200 in Bartell Drugs coupon certificates. Enter right now, and as often as you wish, one entry per envelope, please. The next drawing is Tuesday, July 31st.
KVI weather calling for cloudy skies, a little cool this afternoon with highs in the 60s, our rain chance at 10%. Tonight, lows in the 50s, and we have a 30% chance of rain by tomorrow. Right now, downtown Seattle, 65 degrees. I'm Carolyn Tappan, 570 KVI News.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Eek! And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag's just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10 old Mackies back in town. Don't you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Jenny Diver,
ho, ho,
yeah. Tawdry, ooh, Miss Lottie Lenya, and old Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town, I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town.
Look out, old Maggie is back.
Woo!
Woo!
This
is the final four with Ryan and Ryan.
And me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him's there too.
All of us together.
Him's there too. Speaking of Ryan and Ryan,
yes.
They're the kind of guys who never quit giving stuff away. Their last day on the air, and we're going to give stuff away.
We love to give stuff away.
Of course we do.
Do we have something to give away?
We have tickets to the Bar K's.
Yeah.
The Bar K's are coming on Tuesday, July 24th.
All right.
This is, if you don't know, it's an old, well, not an old, but it's a 60s kind of soul group.
All right.
And they had several different hits back in the 60s, and they've had, in the last 6 months, they've had a couple of top 10 records on the soul charts.
All right.
So if you dig soul,
the Bar K's,
and you would like some tickets to the Bar K's, then what you do is you call, see our lovely secretary who is out there. You want Carolyn Tappenwath. Come in and get your tickets, Carolyn.
Oh, we'll she wants some?
Yeah, we'll give
her
a pair.
Okay, well, we'll give her some, too.
We got 10 or 12 pair here.
Fine.
So for the next 10 or 12 callers...
Right there, dear.
There you are. All right, are they together there? Give her tickets that are together, because...
Seats 1 and 2 right in the box, right?
Yeah.
All right. We only get the best stuff there.
Yeah.
All right, now our poor little receptionist out there is going to have to take all these phone calls people want to call.
Yeah.
The number is 223-5700 if you would like tickets to the Bar K's on Tuesday, July 24th. Which I believe is next Tuesday.
That's Tuesday, yes. Yeah. Amazing how that works
out. I might even go to that, considering that I don't have to get up early the next day to work or anything.
Why not? Go for it.
You want some tickets? Just call 223-5700, and she'll write your name on a little envelope, and you got to pick them up here at KVI because the station cannot afford postage.
Right. It's 3:38, and that's just the way it is. More Reverend Billy's coming up, the best of Ryan and Ryan on the Final Four.